girl. And I'm like, wait, dude, I'm wearing a pair of shorts.
Oh, that's so great. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite podcast host, Brandon Lynette. If you are listening to this today, if you're here, it's because you're not done yet. God did not put you here on this earth to coast or to complain or to play small. He wired you with potential and purpose. And every time you feel that little ache inside that says there's more, that's not anxiety. That is an assignment. That's God tapping your shoulder, like, listen, we are not finished. Before I dive in, you guys know I'm going to say it. Okay. 97% of people are walking around inflamed, exhausted, mentally foggy, and blaming their motivation when really their cells are screaming for help. I am going to preach this every day until you actually get it. Test, don't guess. If you have not done my Omega blood test yet, stop doing the I'll get to it later dance and just go order it. If you're serious about potential, you have to fix your foundation first. That is non-negotiable. Now, today, you guys, I have someone here that is super special, someone who knows what it's like to grow, to heal, to reinvent, and to keep stepping into purpose no matter what season of life she's in. And you might know her voice from your childhood, the original Sally Brown from Peanuts, but she has lived a whole ass life since then. Okay, decades in Hollywood, recovery, healing, trauma, faith, reinvention, and she's using her story to help other women rise. Okay, I'm excited for this conversation because she already came in hot. Like you could tell, she's like she could do all things, right? She's like the she could do all things. Hillary, thank you so much for coming on. I'm excited to have you as a guest today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I just love your energy. You're like, yeah, go rock star. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's my, you're on my vibe. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Right. And your goals. I mean, she's first of all, okay, we are on opposite sides of the planet right now. I'm like in Antarctica, and when my husband hears this, he's gonna cry because she's in Florida wearing shorts right now, and that's
Right.
exactly where he would like to be.
And I'm
In
cold
Florida.
because of the air conditioner. Okay. Bingo.
She's cold because of the AC, and I'm just cold because I didn't have time to turn on the heater for pre-warm up, so it's fine. Everything's fine.
That's awesome. Isn't that
Yeah.
funny? We may look different, but we're
Yeah.
the same.
We're the same.
Bingo. There's
We're the
our
same.
cutting edge. There's our life problem.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I love it, you guys. She's telling me now she's still doing auditions. You're still doing all the things.
Yeah,
That's
I'm just
incredible.
showing up. I'm showing up.
Yeah.
I, you know, opportunity, when opportunity knocks, I open the door. I open the door. That's what it's about. It's about just,
Yeah.
it doesn't matter. You know, if I keep thinking from the end, I mean, I can manifest by focusing on the feeling of it already done, which is
Yeah.
a really great little trick. If you guys haven't learned how to do that, oh my God, it's like habit shift at like that.
Yeah.
But if I focus on, you know, when I get there, I'll be happy. I'll never
Oh.
get there because there is not there. There is right here. I got to start right now, right here, you know?
In the
So,
current time. Yeah.
yeah. And you're just saying, like, here I am, I'm wearing shorts and you're wearing an Arctic wear.
Arctic gear.
You're like,
Yes.
hey, yeah, I'm wearing Arctic wear.
Yeah.
But you know, it's we can't judge our outsides by our insides. And
No.
usually when I see you, if I don't feel good about myself, I project my hate on you. But really what's happening is I haven't gotten close to me and accepted where I am or who I am. And if I can't start here, I'm never going to get over there.
Right.
So
Right.
simple. Life
And I
is so
think it's important too, because I believe we have a lot of the same messages. And it's something that I tell my audience all the time. You're like, when opportunity knocks, I open the door. I feel like you may not even know this. You're opening the door for the opportunity. Like you have to go first. And when you go and you make the big moves, that's, you know, when people start to say, oh, you're so lucky.
Right.
No. I just
Right.
opened the door and there was
Right.
something on the other side. And it's, I feel like sometimes we're so afraid of getting on the other side of that because of whatever we're harboring inside. You know, it's opening the door is important, not just waiting for it to knock, but like, you guys can do this.
Yeah, the funny thing is when it's like, okay, so I just did this audition, right? I mean, it sounds whatever. I may not get the job today,
Right.
but they may see me for 2 years from now or a month from now. So what I have spent my life in the beginning is I would judge the outsides thinking, oh, it's not going to work. Don't open the door. No, it's not exactly what I want. How do you know it's not getting to you what you want? It's like saying that saying it's if I'm in California, I use this one a lot. Now I live in Florida, so I have to think of another route. But if I'm in California and I want to get to Phoenix, if I'm in Yuma, I don't go, well, I'm not there, forget it. If I look at it as I'm on my way, I'm almost there. The excitement becomes my gasoline. The excitement hits my accelerator. But when I, if I'm judging by over there and I'm not there yet and I give up, which is what a lot of us do, and I'm guilty of it. I would see my life where it was at and I think, God, I'll never go to college. I'll never have, be in love. I'll no one, I so self-centered. I'm self-centered. Fear, which takes me down the negative shit highway. And I'm never going to go anywhere. I'm not going to get off the couch because I've already predestined. I've already pre-paved my destination, which is nothing, nowhere.
When people hear Sally Brown, like they're probably thinking like childhood fame, but like who are you today? I want to hear your story. I want to hear your story of like, from Sally Brown era to Hillary in the present moment, 'cause it's an awareness that I can tell you didn't always have of just like being in that moment and here's what we have, let's move now. So I would love to hear your story.
Okay, well, so I always start out by saying my name is Hillary Mombacher Bowers, and I'm from Los Angeles. I didn't all of a sudden get a job. So a little bit about my family. I grew up in a very dysfunctional, which is like everybody else's, alcoholic home. When I was a kid, we moved to California from Illinois. I was 3 years old. There was four children at the time, and my mother grew up in New York City, and she was a Jackie Gleason girl, the one that would go, "And here's Jackie."
Oh,
But
yeah.
yeah, she was really, really beautiful. I always say
Oh.
crazy equals beautiful. She was just really beautiful, and she was an only child, very spoiled. So she was. She was his only child, and her dad didn't want her to be in the film industry. Her father's idea was you become a teacher, you become small. That was his ideal. And my mom didn't want to. She wanted to, she was living in New York City, and her dad was the assistant district attorney of New York, and she wanted to be big. So when my mother got these modeling jobs and these jobs, he put his foot down. He said, "No, you're going to become a teacher. That's just the way it is." And so there's a huge resentment she built right there. That word no, which, when you suffer from the defiant ism, you don't want to hear no. So my mother went out and got drunk. She was going to Barnard and in New York City, and she met my father, who was in West Point, and it was love. It was just alcoholic love. They could drink together, and that was it. I mean, how many relationships do we start there? It's like, he's so amazing, we drank all night, it was great. It's like, okay, that's not a foundation, FYI.
Guilty, and we've had to
Hello,
rebuild.
oopsie, I one more time, I started, did I set the shit show going? Yeah, that was me. So she ended up getting married to my father, and she did what you did back in the day. She got, drink. I used to say they used to drink, fight, and you know what? Seven children later, right? So she had all these kids, and she got the attention that she was craving. When you're pregnant and you're slim and you're beautiful, they're like, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Look at your pregnancy." So she kept having more. I mean, what went by, And so she had all these kids, and she said to us blatantly, "I never wanted you children. I just love the feeling of being pregnant. I love the attention." Now, when you hear that as a kid, you're like, okay, that doesn't make sense. So, my mother had alcoholism. She died homeless and when she was 60 of this ugly, ugly disease. And so she kept having these kids, and she got this great idea to go to Hollywood and get us an agent, because she couldn't be an actor, so she was gonna live vicariously through us. So I happened to look like, whatever, Shirley Temple. I had the little curly hair and the bit curls and the dimples, and I was just a happy kid. Like, I was the youngest of the four at the time, and I just was happy. So I got that. I went on this interview, and Charles Schulz and Bill Melendez said to me, "So, what do you like to do?" And I thought I had to read lines, but all they wanted to hear was my personality. And I got the job. My first audition, I got the job, and it sounds really great. When you're a kid, you don't even know what you're doing. You're just meeting new people, and they bribe you with cookies, and I'll do anything for sugar at the time. And so I was like, yeah, I'll say whatever you want me to say. And I got this job. And before I went into the job, my mother, in the car said to me, "Now you realize this job is going to help our family, that if you don't get this job, your brothers and sisters are going to starve. Are you okay with that? Because your father can't make enough money." Now, my mother felt she married beneath her. And my dad was, when you have alcoholism, the ego is so huge because there's spiritual life that it's never satisfied. So here she finds this vehicle for her to get her perks and more money and more and more and more. And I start at such a young age, I start developing some traits that trauma brings on. When you're in trauma, I call it the trauma triangle. You're either a people pleaser, you're a loner, or you're a bully. And you, because you're in this fight or flight, good or bad, live or die, everything is like, oh my God. And here I think, oh my God, my brothers and sisters are gonna starve. I gotta do this. So at such a young age, I got placed with a lot of responsibility. I'm a 5 and 6 year old. I don't even know what I'm doing. I just know that I don't want my brother to starve and my sisters to go hungry. And I want mommy to be happy, because that's my natural instinct, is I want mommy to love me. Do you love me now? Do you love me now? So I'm already developing a characteristic based on flatline fear. Here's my household. There's alcoholism, there's drinking, there's fighting, there's, dad hitting mom. So I'm experiencing life, but you wouldn't think so because we looked so good. That's what I was saying, is you may look a certain way, you may look like you're in the Arctic, but that may not be the truth, because I judge by the outside in, not the inside out. I also heal from the inside in, not the outside in. So here I am trying to be the perfect little girl because I want mommy happy. And if I don't make commercials, I get punished. I get, silent treatment. I get hit. There's screaming, there's violence. It's such a mommy dearest family environment. It's insanity.
And
But
you
no.
don't know different, so you just think that's life.
And so what do I do? I'm in trauma. I'm in that, we call that trauma bond, and we find people in our lives later on that we connect with because it's familiar, it's family, it's familiar. So here I do all these commercials, and at the time there was only four channels, so there was a lot of commercials, and I kept booking them because I was just a happy kid, and I would learn how to turn on. My mother said, at all costs, do not show feelings. Feelings are not profitable. Just put that smile on your face. Wow, what a carry, what's something to tell a kid. And So I learned that at a young age, and I brought that all the way into every single area of my life, which sounds great, but when it becomes the way to live, how you doing? Great. Everything's fine. I'm
Yeah.
good. No, it's okay. I could have my arm cut off. I'm good. I have another one. Yay. So I do all these commercials, and there's just it gets worse and worse, and mom and dad break up, and mom meets a guy who is a chemist in the 70s. I live in California. I'm in the valley. It's during that era, I'm seeing my mom smoke pot, and I'm like, I'm never gonna be like my mom. She's crazy.
Right.
Her nickname is Satan. That was what we called her. It was, you know,
Wow.
it's funny now, but at the time it was scary.
Yeah.
And I would try to stay at my girlfriend's house as much as possible, because I saw this family unit where mom hugged the kids and dad was home, and my father was working all the time because he couldn't ever satisfy my mother financially.
Right.
So he'd work, nonstop. He was gone at 6 a.m. and came home at 9 every night. And we're left with this crazy woman. And I spent a lot of time with my mother because I was her vehicle. I was her cash cow.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be with her. And then we'd smile, and on Sundays and Saturdays I'd go to catechism, and I'd pray to this God that I thought was punishing me by putting me in this family. I thought that I had done wrong. And my interpretation of the reason why I was being treated this way is because I was damaged. There's something wrong with me. So I call that the underlining basement call. That's
Yeah.
deep down in the basement. That is my principle I live by. I'm not good enough. I'm never going to be good enough. I have to overperform. I have to financially take care of you. I have to be perfect to be
Right.
loved. And I walk in to every situation in school, in with boys, with, I ride horses. I have to be perfect. I'm in trouble if I'm not. And so I've got blisters on my fingers. It's 8, 9 years old. I got an ulcer, and I've got, I bit my nails to the quick because
Wow.
I'm just so stressed out. And then people would say, "Is everything okay at home?" "It's great. Everything's great." So I learned the
Oh.
cardinal rule of alcoholism is you don't talk about it. It's
Yeah.
very private. It's a private disease. It's a private illness. It's the insanity. And I remember saying, I'm never going to be like my mom. But unfortunately, the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah.
By the time I was 11 and 12 years old, I realized, I didn't want to do this anymore because I knew I was being used. And I found a income tax, oh no, a bank statement in my mother's drawers, because I'm sneaky, I'm very sneaky at the time. And I realized that she had spent all the money she'd saved for me. And I thought, wow. And at that point, she said to me, "Well, you're 12 now, and if you're not going to do commercials, there's always porn." And I
My God.
Well, I don't even know what the word means half the time, but I'm like, what?
Yeah.
My brother had to explain to me what it meant. And I was like, screw that. So good girl turned bad.
Yeah.
So now in my triangle of trauma, I start disappearing all the time. You should call me Hillary and her famous disappearing act. Now I go to the loner side. I'm no longer going to be the people pleaser. I'm going to be the loner. I'm going to try to disappear. We see kids today doing it by staring at their phone.
Yeah.
It's not their phone all the time. That's their way of dealing with trauma. They go away. They hide, they escape. I did it with drugs. I used to run away. I used to, it took me 3 to 4 hours to get to school because I'm picking flowers and I'm talking to the animals, and I'm just
Right.
in imagination trying to stay sane. And then the loner stops working, so I become the controller. I'm like, screw you, mom. I start talking back. I get tired of being hit, so I start hitting back. Mom and dad back from mom, dad, mom, dad. Now, remember, I'm like this icon, like this childhood. Everybody sees me on commercials, and I'm like, no, that wasn't me, because I don't want that good attention.
Right.
And I think I have to live up to something.
Yeah.
So I say it's my sister's. Good girls turns bad, and by the time I'm 13 years old, I'm hitchhiking, I'm running away from home, and I find alcohol. Now, I didn't want to get loaded. I just didn't want to be Hillary anymore.
Right.
And that took me away from Hillary. The old saying, spirits. Yeah, I took on a
Yeah.
new spirit. It wasn't Hillary.
Yeah.
So now Hillary becomes Helga. That's
Yeah.
my new alter ego. And here I am running away from home, and I get arrested for robbery, and I'm stealing cars, and now I'm getting more attention, bad attention. But now the bad attention, I get to control.
It's on your terms.
Now I'm the controller, because I don't know if I'm going to live or die, if I'm going to eat, or if I'm going to be in trouble, or what's going to happen. And boom, all of a sudden, I get my mother hits me, and I hit her back. And she arrests me for assault and battery, and I go to juvenile hall in San Bernardino in California, stay there for 6 weeks. And then she decided I'd learned my lesson. And she said, you're coming home now. And I said, I'm never going home. I'm 15, going on 15 years old. And my, YA said, well, you've got to find a home to go to. You need to find a foster parent. So I called my best friend's family, and they took me on as a foster kid. And the father was sleeping with the daughter, so he thought he was going to get some new meat. And I was like, hell no.
Oh,
So it was one frying pan into another,
yeah.
because if you look at it, energy is energy. I attract what I am. If I'm always constant anxious, I'm going to bring someone that's in going to match it or increase it. Because you wonder, why do I keep bringing in this dude? It's like, you got to change from the inside out, not the outside in. Because my picker is so broken. I'm picking from trauma. I'm not tr picking from serenity. I was raised Catholic, and I would go to church, and I would say, God, if you're there, kill my mother and father and
Yeah.
put me in my best friend's house. And I'm thinking, Santa Claus, where's it at? I didn't get my
Right.
gift. And I thought, there's no God. And that's what I thought. God doesn't love me. I'm screwed. And whatever, I'm not going to live long. And I went on a destructive path. And I, dropped out of high school in ninth grade. I went to seven high schools. I was moving around. I was living in warehouses. I was lying about who I was. I would call myself Naomi because that was easier to identify as Hillary, because I've went failing the world. Now I'm embarrassed because I didn't measure up to the world's belief. This is all in my head. No one's
Of
telling me.
course. Yeah.
But see, I've grown up in this ecosystem that's everything's doom and gloom, end of the world, you're a loser. All these messages that my mother gave me, not because I really was that. My mother felt that way about herself.
Right.
Remember, I'm going to project who I am on you, and so on and so on. Old saying, hurt people,
Yeah.
bingo.
Yeah.
So I end up living in, I'm living in Compton, selling pots and pans out of the side of the highway, living in a warehouse, thinking, I made it. I arrived. I have my own life. And I was working at a furniture factory. This is, along the way, when you say, how does your life get there? There's little bit of, like, I call it like little in your soup when you make a soup. Let's say you're chicken noodle soup. You make chicken, you put the noodles in, you put all the garlic and the carrots and the celery and the oregano, and it's little by little, this ingredients go in it to make the soup. You don't put it all together and serve it. That's called salmonella, botulism.
Right.
That's like hospital visit time. It takes a while for it to heat up and become ready to serve. And that's kind of like life.
Yeah.
You think you're 21, you think, I got this. No, baby, your soup. You got to cook it some more, sweetheart. But you know what? There's other things to eat before it's ready. Get another job. So I ended up at, 21 years old. I lied to get into a nursing college because I'm a good liar. I'm an actress.
You're an actress.
Bingo. Where's your diploma? In the mail. And I rally up and I get straight A's. So they're not gonna, and I think I got them. And I get my nursing degree for LBN and I because I now I want nothing to do with Hollywood. I'm ashamed of it because the last thing I thought I was gonna do is do porn. I'm thinking, God, is that all I want? No, here I am meeting boys and you love me for 5 seconds, that 5 minutes of that hug. I didn't get hugged, so I'm sleeping with boys and no, I don't value myself because I'm not worthy, because that's the message I got. And so I go into every single situation is about me giving myself to you to love me now. Do you love me now? Do you love me now? Do you love me now? And I'm blaming the world. I'm becoming the number one victim. I'm getting raped. I don't talk about it. It's probably my fault. Everything's about me. My self-centeredness is so immature because I haven't really evolved. I went from child to in front of the world, don't tell yourself, don't show yourself, to living like an animal because I don't have any life skills. I know how to act as if. That was killing me. So by the time I was 21 years old, I was overdosing and I went into a grandma seizure in Venice on a fire escape. And I said, if there's a God, stop. And it stopped. That was like my garlic in my soup. It wasn't soup. That was the first day I would say my egg cracked. I saw a little light. Now, did I chase it 100%? Oh, hell no. I'm so defiant. I got this. I'm still in trauma, so I don't believe it. I'm just like, boy, I didn't get killed that time. Let's go. I live my life like that. Now I got to get this. If I get the right guy, if I get the right job. And I ended up, but for the grace of God, someone introduced me to a 12-step program. I talk about the AA, but I also talk about I have had a lot of therapy. I've had a lot of, you name it, every modality. I'm like, I'll try it. I'll try it. Because I got started to get thirsty to feel better. So I was no longer thirsty to get knocked out. If you don't drink self-care, you're going to drink your alcohol, you're going to drink your heroin, you're going to drink your meth, whatever your du jour is, you got to pick a path. And some days I would be all about, yeah, I take care of myself, and then I'd go out and start, call growing. I mean, does that make sense? It's like, well, I'm getting paid for it. I would justify every time I would hurt myself because I'm a victim. Well, if it, happened to me because that was my favorite name line because and I got this and because when you're a victim it's you got to keep it going. It's who I am. It's my character. I don't know who I am without being a victim. I have to be what, responsible? Shit, that's a lot of res
It's too much.
It's too, so I've had so many wonderful people along the way guide me, not do it for me, but guide me. So, in my 20s, I ended up getting sober and I go back to mentor, my sponsor says to me, well, are you going to get your high school diploma? And I'm like, why should I already get my nursing degree? I got this. Remember, I'm good. She said, we're going to go back. And I was so ashamed. I was in my 20s and I had to go back to high school. Oh my God, how devastating. My ego smash, smash, smash. Good. And I ended up getting my high school diploma. And then I went to art school. And then I knew I was an artist, but I didn't want to go back into film because I felt so vulnerable. I had that me too. If you want this job, pretend like you're giving me a blow job. You might as well. I'm like, okay. Hold on.
Yeah,
And I
right.
don't say that in joy. I say that because I'm so shut down. I'm so detached.
Yeah.
I'm disconnected from the soul inside of me because I'm just trying to figure it out.
Right.
I had some God moments where my brother got ill and got AIDS, and it was like, now you're going to take my favorite thing away from me, God? Screw you. And my relationship started because I know we talk about God. I'm a big, huge, I'm all about odd or God. It's God. It's God.
Yeah.
I would pray to God and I would say, I don't know if you're here. I don't even know if you give a shit about me, but can you like show me a sign? And I didn't get like, oh, the world parted, but I get little things like all of a sudden I felt lighter. I look up in the sky and I see a bird, and I'm thinking about the bird instead of Hillary and about how bad my life was. And then all of a sudden I meet somebody that says, hey, didn't I meet you over here? You want to go get something to eat? And it's like, oh wow. Wow, you know who I am, like you care, like all of a sudden, those are my little odd or God moments.
Yeah.
There's my little pieces, my ingredients for my soup, little by little by little. You hear that saying, it's a journey, not a destination. So
Always.
want, Hallmark card. But it's learning how to appreciate in the moments that come in your life. And there's going to be just little bit of moments. So get the sparkle, like appreciate that sparkle. So, oh, but I ended up getting a job working at a art studio, and they were doing posters on movie boards. And I told my mentor, I said, I don't want to do art. I don't want to do graphic art. She's like, oh God, Hillary, I have to pick something.
Yeah.
And why do I have to pick one thing? If God gave me all these desires, why would he just want me doing one thing? So she's like, all right, well, if you don't get a job, I said, I think I want to work on movies. I said, I don't want to be an actress because I don't want to be taken advantage of. I felt like the little girl inside was being very protective. So I got a job as a, I went to UCLA Film School and I became a script supervisor. And then
Nice.
my career built up. Now I'm staying sober the whole time, and the ego starts rebuilding itself. I'm like, wow, now I'm making a living. I can pay my own rent. I don't have to sell my body for this one. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't have to get, be with a guy just because I'm afraid to be alone. Oops. So I ended up, getting jobs on films, and I've had an incredible career where, I traveled all over the place and worked with some of the biggest, they're just, it's a job. So I start working on these movies, and I'm thinking, wow, maybe I don't have an alcohol problem. Maybe I'm not that bad, And when I found out my brother was dying, it was the first time I'd ever really felt that death, like it was real. Like I had overdosed a couple times, and I thought, if I die, I die. So when, we judge our insides by our outsides, which is, when I was 16, my first boyfriend who died of a heroin addict, I mean, he said the most profound thing before he died. He said, Hillary, your funnel's on backwards. I go, what does that mean? He goes, you see things from like when I get there. And when I turn my funnel around, I can see the whole picture. But I kept My movie starts from here to here. I thought my movie started from here to here. It's like when we decide we're going to get that great guy, then I'll be a good girlfriend. I won't be crazy anymore. I won't be jealous anymore. I mean, a lot of women have these stuff. I will trust him because it's not, Joe Blow. Because I keep thinking my outside life is going to fix this brokenness on the inside life.
Yeah.
Because I don't really want to go back and look at my trauma. It's too painful. I don't want to. I want to bury it and pretend like it didn't happen. I would go from job to job and person to person, and I could tell them anything I wanted. There was my starting point.
Yeah.
But I wasn't telling him the truth because I was so afraid to look at the truth was I had a lot of scars and I had a lot of wounds inside of me that I just didn't want to clean up. I wanted you to make me happy. I wanted you to fix it. I
Right.
wanted that car to get it and that man to get it and that money. And if I got the jewelry and the perfect handbag, I hear is, when I get that, then I'll be okay. But the okay is in here, it's not out there. And so I had built this outside life. I really thought I was like, oh my God, I like was living on the streets, eating out of trash cans, selling myself. Now I have this big life. Maybe I'm not that bad. How many times have we said that?
I still
Oh
say
my, I right. I was like, oh my God, I lost the 20 pounds. Now I
Yeah.
can have chocolate cake for dinner for the
Yeah.
next week. I'm good now.
Right.
Because I keep thinking my outsides are going to fix my insides.
Right.
And it's just an inside job. That's the immature, infantile ego that I have.
Yeah.
That I just, it's like a little kid that says, how come I can't have popcorn and candy for dinner? Because you're going to rot your teeth. No, I'm not. It's going to feel good
Right.
now. And I'm in a hurry. I want to get better now. And if I don't get better today, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Who cares? I don't feel good. I'm not drinking or smoking pot today. Forget it. I'm just going to start up again.
Right.
So I get this huge life on the outside. It appears. And boom, I drink again and my whole life crashes down. I'm in therapy. I remember, I'm in therapy. I have this therapist. I've had him for 20 something years. And he's like, Hillary, you're killing yourself again. Do you realize that you're destroying yourself again? You're trying to feel better, but you got to do good to feel good. You can't just expect it to happen. And I'm lazy. I'm a victim. It's not my fault. It's because of my mom. It's because of my childhood. I've always got an attachment of, I don't want to take responsibility,
Right.
And it's too scary because I don't know what to do with this response. I don't know how to do it. So I just pretend it doesn't exist. So I go ahead and, I drink and I say to my a friend of mine, I hide out and ran into him at a meeting one day and he says, God, you're really dying from the inside out, aren't you? I said, yeah, absolutely. And he said, you got some work to do. And he was right. And when your ego is so smashed and didn't matter how much I was doing or what I was doing, or when I'm so broken inside and I'm willing to say, God, help me, because I no longer am large and in charge because I'm smashed. My ego smashed. My relationships are failing. I look myself in the eye and I hate myself. I'm bulimic. I'm throwing up 10 times a day, trying to keep it together, trying to look good, and I can't commit to anybody because I can't even commit to myself. I'm just
Right.
fractured. I'm just like, I'm running scared. But I'm good. How you doing? Great. Everything's
Yeah.
good. Yeah. I'm dodging, I used to say moving targets don't get hit. Keep moving, girl. Meaning no one will get close to me because I'm afraid if you get close to me, you're going to realize and see what I hate so much about myself and you're just going to leave me. So I'm going to leave you first because I'm going to stay in control.
Yeah.
There's my trauma. I don't even know that I set the balls rolling. I don't know that when I say things inside my head voice that I and then I go, just kidding, or I feel so much better, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know the power of my sword, my word, how powerful it is that I can hurt you in a sentence. I can destroy a relationship. And then what happens? I'm a victim. I'm alone again. It's not my fault. So
Right.
I get this perpetuating trauma going on and on and on and on. And I don't even know I have the power to shift it. If I tap into a power greater than me, other than me, which is God. But my mind, because I'm egocentrical and I'm driven, I mean, we see a world that's so egoed out. It's like, and I see the bigger the ego, the smaller the God. The bigger the ego, the more the pain. Because you're hiding something. And I know that because I see myself in you. You know, I can call you out. My friends call me the truth teller. I don't want to, when they say to me, but I don't feel like it, I say, I don't care about your feelings. That's why you're here. Boom. You know, you have a thought. Remember, I'm in this broken mind, this ego hurt, this hurt little girl. I have a thought. It becomes a feeling. I'm ugly. I hate myself. I start crying. I'm upset. It becomes an action. I start cutting. I start smoking. I start getting high again. I start, you know, I'm cheating on partners, or I'm promiscuous, because it becomes an action. And then it becomes my, then I'm a, here's my character. Bingo. There I am. You know, I'm a liar, a cheat, and a whore. Bingo. Here you are. And then what do I say? It's not my fault. It's because mom. It's because of my family. It's because I'm white trash. Because I. So that day when my friend said to me, you're dying from the inside out, you really need to find God, I was pissed. Because that really meant my ego failed. It wasn't enough, you know? But if you're in that spot where you just, oh my God, I can't figure it out, God bless, you're in the best place ever. You know, my friends are like, but I've lost everything. And I go, oh my God, that's awesome. There's your foundation. You start from the bottom up. And what do I mean up? I need to be enlightened, lightened. My load is lightened. I've lost everything. That's how I rise above my lightness, you know? And so I couldn't keep a job. I lost the partner. I was just like, oh, constantly over and over. Same thing over. It's like, you know, rewind, you know, rinse, what is it? Rinse,
Rinse,
rewind.
repeat,
Right. Same thing over and over. You know, that was, they'd see me coming and they go, okay, now, Hillary, now what drama do you have? And I'm like, what? You know, I think I'm entertaining you. No, I'm draining you. There's a difference. So you know, for that moment on, it was, I started building this relationship with a power other than Hillary, greater than me, that I got to call God. And I would have conversations like, God, I don't know if you're here, but can you please quiet my mind? My mind's hurting me. It's telling me I'm a piece of shit. Can you help me, God? And then, see, in order for me to have a relationship, I need to relate to it. So I got to share myself. And then I got to pause. Pa, there's so much magic in pause. Where you're like, okay, I gave God my problems. I gave him everything. I told him everything. Okay, all right, I'm just going to do my next indicated step. What do I got to do today? Oh, I have to show up to work. Okay. All right, God, you know what? I don't like half these people. I know I'm pretty judgmental, but can you help me see the good in them? I know I think I'm better than, or I think I'm less than them. You know, I'm always, it's always like, you're better, I'm better. You know, help me right size, help me see people as they are, help me see myself in these people. My heart gets softened, and all of a sudden, different opportunities, because I'm shifting and I'm changing from the inside out. I'm not doing it, but I am receiving this power. Other than Hillary is doing a little magic. He's turned the heat on to my soup. Now it's cooking. Can't, God is my gas. So all of a sudden I start feeling better. You know, when you get in trauma, if you don't stabilize, stabilization is safety. Well, how do I do that? My seeing, tasting, touching, feeling, smelling. Those are all my, that's the only power I have. The sixth sense, you know, we have six senses. The sixth one, that's God. So once I started, stopped drinking, started going to sleep early. So I started doing things like I learned in kindergarten. Do you need a nap? Yeah, I'm really tired. Need something to eat? Yeah. Was someone mean to you? Do you need to cry? Yeah. Do you need a hug? Like all these simple things I learned in kindergarten, I started implementing in my everyday life. I'd go outside and I feel the sun in my face, and I'd stare at the sun to open up my pineal gland. I got all these little funky things I do, not because they're right, but they make me feel good.
Feel good, yeah.
So I start healing this little girl that's so scared. Like, I'm terrified. I'm terrified at 30 years old and 40 years old. I still experience terror, but I don't go to me to soothe myself. I ask God to help me. You know, power up with me, partner up with me, God. So I ended up, so you take care of your senses. So once you take care of those five senses, I start feeling calmer. I have that sense of like, okay, you know what? It's gonna be okay. Like those moments when you have that, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
That's God. That's not you. That's God going, it's gonna be okay. Then once I get into that stabilization, then I can get back, I can get into a community or I meet friends, likeness of mine, other friends that are like, oh my God, I thought I was a victim too. And all of a sudden I get this, I feel like I have this community and I feel like a
Yeah.
sense of, I'm dying to feel like I belong. And now I'm feeling this sense of belonging. And once I get into the sense of belonging, they're like, hey, you want to meet me tomorrow at 4? Oh, you want me to show up? Oh my God, they like me. They like me.
Yeah.
Then I start showing up and I start getting some self-esteem and self-worth. And I start knowing, I start showing up on time because I'm dependable. They need me, not because I'm Captain Save-A-Ho or the best. They want me there. And I start liking myself a little bit more. And now I'm not throwing up as much.
Yeah.
I'm not looking in the mirror and saying, I hate you, you're ugly, you're fat, you're a piece of, who cares about you? Now my esteem gets better. Now I can be productive. Now I can get a job. Now I can show up. And once you get into that productivity because you feel really safe and stabilized inside, then my movies start shining bright.
Right.
And I start attracting all the desires of my heart because I tapped into God. I asked him for power to love myself, to soothe myself, to take care of my seeing, my tasting, my touching, my hearing, smelling. This is power. This is like, whoa, this is what I always wanted. I didn't want Hillary power. I wanted the kind of power that never stopped.
Yeah.
So now I have this relationship with this maker that I call God, I call Lord, I call Jesus, I'm like, what do you want me to do next? How can I thank you for as good as I feel? Then I get to the art of service. Then
Yeah.
I start giving it away. There is my full circle. And through all these steps, like I said, it's not like you go to Walmart, order it, pick it up, and you're done. It takes time. And
Yeah.
that's something that we have invented. Time, we invented the seconds, we invented the
It's a
minute.
human construct to hold
Yeah.
us down.
No, and to make us what? Feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're not relying on God, we're relying on what? Our
Right,
outside.
ourselves, yeah.
Our outsides. God doesn't know time.
Right.
God, when I do my meditation and I do my whatever the 369, I do it all. I've done it all. Over the years, I have books on it that I've written and they've written and I've read, and it's all about tapping into this source that's not broken, that's only about healing. And so over the years, I've helped, and last year I made a decision I still do commercials. So about 15 years ago, I decided to dabble back in, and I did a bunch of commercials, and I model, and I got a couple movies out. I got Britney Lost Her Phone, which is actually kind of a funny comedy out right now on Hulu. It's actually really funny.
Nice.
It's fun stuff. And I, I came down to Florida. I moved to from LA. I moved from LA. I had a complete change of heart, thought. Like, I'm like, God, show me the way. Okay, I'll have an open mind. Maybe I'm wrong about things. Maybe I am wrong. I'm willing to be wrong. Okay. I learned how to not attach myself to what I think so much. I'm like, okay, maybe it's me. I don't know. Whatever. Let's just get along. Okay. I don't know. So I moved and I ended up down in Florida. And, those little things that happen, I think I'm going to come down and visit. And I go to this meeting, this clubhouse, and I said, maybe I'll just see if God, do you want me to move here? Because I miss the ocean. I'm from LA, so I'm at the beach. I was in Georgia for a year doing movies and producing stuff and working on films. And I kept thinking, this doesn't feed my spirit anymore. I don't feel like I'm adding to the world. I feel like I'm generating, adding to the ugliness. Film is not exactly, it's shifted. It's what programs people. Hello. We tell the vision to it. We tell you what to think, you think. And I was like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. God, show me the way. And I went to this clubhouse and I said, all right, God, if I'm supposed to move here, will you just give me a little sign? Because now I have this great relationship with my maker. I sit down and this girl talking. She says, I don't know if anyone needs to hear this, but I have a room for rent. Does anybody need? I was like, dude, that was quick.
That was fast,
That was fast. So when you're tapped into a source that's not your trauma and you're stabilized, your life blows up like that. And 2 months later, I met my husband. And he is like everything that I've written down that I wanted, he's it. And then some. I'm like, wow, God, thank you so much. And it's not, I didn't earn it. I'm bringing in what I am. What I am is I get to bring it in. There's my power. But I got to do the rinse repeat with God instead of rinse repeat with Hillary. Otherwise, I'm going to produce. I'm driving in the rearview mirror, expecting myself to have a great life. It ain't going to happen. So there's long-winded.
No, I love it. I love this story. And I have so many questions. I'm just going to be honest because we're about to have to get off of here, but I have to have you back because I have
Oh, yes,
questions that
thank
are
you.
going to be like hours of talking. Our story is so similar that I just am kind of reeling right now because,
Oh, cool.
not child actor, but mom trauma and stuff like that. I emancipated at 15 and just a
Oh,
lot of
nice.
things like
Go, girl. Yeah.
I have to have you back on because I want to talk about those things. But like, what is the biggest message you want these listeners to see? Because I know what you've brought here, and I'm going to remind them of all of that. But today, if they're just listening and they're thinking like, it's too late for me,
Who says it's due, right? Says who? Where are you getting that information, honey? Your brain a little broke. Remember, thoughts become a feeling. Feeling becomes an action. Action becomes your character. What if you change your thought? What if you said, now's the time? I do things before I go to sleep at night. I lay in my bed and I go, okay, I'm getting really tired. Like it's all old school stuff. Your mind has to relax to get into the subconscious. We're the Holy Spirit and where God lives. And once I get to that state, I say, thank you, God, for my book being published. Thank you, God, for my speaking engagements. Thank you, God, for my incredible husband. And I claim it as if it's done.
It's done.
Because I don't know time. Remember, we came up with the time thing. What if I suspend my belief system? What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong about what I think I am? What if? So if you're in a space where you think like you're too old, oh girl, you are not too old. Trust me, you have just started again. I did this little ebook recently because, that thing that you're supposed to be one thing and you can't change. Like people say, I haven't had my job for 25 years and I
Yeah,
show up.
no.
I'm like, dude, why? I hate my job, but it's what I am. No, that's your, it's like saying my earth suit is who I am. No,
Yeah.
this, this is holding my soul.
Yeah.
So I have people, I love, write down all the things that make you happy. And when you get close to where you're being happy and you're in a different, higher vibration, remember, enlighten, it's lightening your down depression, lightening up. Then write down what you would like. And once you write that down, write why. Oh my God, so I can make more money, so I can help my family. And then say, thank you, God. I know it's on its way.
Yeah.
Remember when I said you're going
I
from
love
California
that.
to Yuma?
Yeah.
You get to Phoenix. Just because you're not in Phoenix doesn't mean you're not on your way.
Right.
So if you can get into that, when you were a little kid, I mean, I know I did, and I know you did too. You used to make believe. You'd play dress up and you'd pretend that you were a princess, or you'd pretend that you were
I
like,
have little kids. I still do that.
fireman, or
Yeah.
you have that sense of wonder that's powerful. That is your God in you. So once we get into that happy, joyous, and feeling like, I can, then we look at what we'd like to have. And then we get excited about it. Because when I was playing in a fort and I said, I'm on top of the world, I rule the world, I didn't think, oh, I'm never going to get there. It's never going to happen to me.
Yeah.
I just went and I stated it as if it is. And it was
And it
for
was.
me at that moment, I was on top of the world. And you know what? If it's not true, guess what? I got to feel happy. I got to feel not happy. I got to feel joy.
Yeah.
That's real. So do a little writing project, and
Yeah.
figure out who what you like instead of what you hate. We all
They
know what
just
we
rolled their eyes, my whole audience, because I say it all the time. I'm like, write it down. Just write it
Oh
down.
my God, the
Do
power of
the
this. That's why I
power of
said the
the
power of the sword.
pen. Yes.
Sword means word,
Yeah.
either a pen or in the mouth.
Yep. It's very important, you guys, that you're
You're
writing it down.
so powerful, you guys. It's so easy. It's effortless and easy. I swear, I swear, I swear.
Yep.
My life is so incredible. Not my outside life, you guys. This, my inside life.
Inside.
This is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And I get up in the morning, I like who I am. I say things like, God, you've done a good job. I'm so proud of you. That's what I wanted my mom to say to me.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted the world to say. Hillary, you're a good woman. But you know what? The best person to give it to is me.
Yes.
So,
I have to have you back. You guys, if Hillary's story didn't light something up in you, I need you to go check your pulse because she
yourself.
just handed you decades of proof. Okay, that God does not waste a single chapter of your life. He doesn't waste the trauma. He doesn't waste the silence. He doesn't waste the wrong turns. He doesn't waste the reinventions, not the years you thought you were dead and done. Okay, you heard everything that she's gone through. Every single season, God used her to shape her voice for what's now. And that is purpose. That is potential being lived out loud. And that's what it looks like when you stop letting your past build your future. And I know you're feeling that tug, you guys. I know you're feeling that little Holy Spirit nudge. And I'm telling you right now, you don't get to shrug it off. You have to do something with it. You have to tell the truth about your life. Heal what's been running the show behind the scenes and answer the assignment that God keeps putting in front of you. Before,
You get to do
Yes.
it, not have to. You get to. Oh my God,
Both,
you're
because I'm
there.
saying do
Get
it,
to.
kids.
Get to. How exciting. Let's go. How exciting.
Yes.
Get that childlike spirit. Like, oh my God, run away, run away.
Absolutely. I
And
love
I'm
that.
63. You can't tell. Like, my spirit is like
No,
youthful.
you are glowing. I love your, this has been so great for me. Like it just, I definitely love this space with you. And I can't wait to have you back. And
Oh,
I
you're
mean,
awesome.
thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for being here and for showing. Everyone that's listening, that purpose doesn't expire and that our stories don't expire. And God is literally going to use anything and everything. Everything that you guys are holding in shame, everything that you're embarrassed about right now, that's the stuff he's going to use to refine you into that pure, massive potential of light. Even the chapters that you think are too messy or too late or too painful, okay? Your potential is not waiting on motivation, it's waiting on you. So, Hillary, give me all of your links.
Okay, my links. Hello. You can see me on Instagram, Hillary Momberger, Momberger Powers.
Okay.
You can go to my website if you want to get an a calendar, like set up a meet and greet. We can do that through my website. I have some ebooks on that. I got about the hope chest, finding out what's inside of you that changes. It's all about rearranging and redefining your life. I talk a lot about trauma and how to get you to know that you have power to calm yourself down right now.
Right.
And
Absolutely.
there's a power of forgiveness. We'll talk about forgiveness next. I
What
talk
is
about
your website?
HillaryMombergerPowers.com.
Okay. Perfect. I'm gonna write that down. You guys write that down. I'll have everything linked in the show notes for you guys. And just know you guys, I'm having her back one way or another. So thank you so much again, Hillary. And you guys, I'll
You're
see you on the
awesome.
next episode of Listen, Bitch.